Well, I'm excited to introduce a guest speaker this morning. I've been working with a couple different guys on preaching skills and studying the Bible, and we've got a couple different guys that are doing a really good job, and we're going to hear from one of them this morning. It's in my heart to be a church that raises up preachers. It's in my heart to be a church that plants other churches, and in order for that to happen, it means that we need to train and make room for people who are growing in their preaching gifts, and Jeff is one of those individuals. And Jeff, why don't you come on up here? I'm excited for what Jeff has to share with you this morning. I've already heard it, and I'm actually looking forward to hearing it again. So let me say a prayer for you, and then we'll jump in. God, I thank you for Jeff. Lord, I thank you for his love for your word. God, I ask that your spirit would anoint his words with power. And Lord, we know this is the case because he's speaking your words, and your words do not come back void. Your words have power built into them. And so, Lord, help Jeff to speak clearly and bring forth from Matthew exactly what you intended to come forth to us from Matthew. And then, Lord, take those words and press them deep into our hearts. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So I got a question for you. Have you ever had a child keep asking you something over and over and over again? I have. Okay, raise of hands. Who've had it? Okay. Who's ever been a child that's done it? Okay, just saying. All right. Well, I remember a time when my middle child, Amanda, she came to me. Actually, I came to her because it was my idea, really my wife's. She said, you need to have a daughter-daddy date. So I came to Amanda and I said, Amanda, we're having a daddy-daughter date. And I gave her a date. I think it was like 2 weeks from then, 3 weeks. I can't remember exactly the time. But she reminded me often that we were having a daddy-daughter date. She didn't remember the date anymore, but she did remember that I had given a promise that I was going to have a daddy-daughter date. Now, she was diligent in this. She was persistent in pursuing it. I mean, it was like, you know, 3 days later, she said, Dad, do you know that we have a daddy-daughter date coming? I was, yeah, actually, I do. She's like, okay, I'm just letting you know, Dad. And then she'd go off. Okay. But she continually came. It was like 3 days before. She said, Dad, we have a daddy-daughter date coming up. I said, yeah, I know. She says, okay. And then she'd go off. Okay. But she was diligent in this. She was pursuing me because I made a promise to her. I was like, hey, we're having this daddy-daughter date. Well, as we unpack these scriptures, we're going to see that Jesus shows us that God rewards those who diligently seek him. He does. He rewards those who diligently seek him. So, Father, as we get into your word, as we spend time in your awesome, inerrant word, I thank you that as we unpack it and as we go through these things, Father, people will grab a hold of it and they'll accept it, and it'll be challenging to the heart and cause growth in their lives. Father, that we come to know you a deeper and an intimate way, more than we've ever had before. I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to start reading in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11. And I'm reading out of the English Standard Version, the ESV. Verse 7 starts off, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For anyone who asks receives. And anyone who seeks finds. And anyone knocks, it will be opened. Or which of you, if his son asks him for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask? In these scriptures, Jesus shows us that God, again, he will reward those who diligently seek him. My first point is this. God is a good father who gives good gifts. And as a good father, God doesn't trick you. He doesn't sit there and, you know, I was watching this commercial, And you know that commercial was, I can't remember, but there was an old man with a hat on, you know, and he had a fishing pole, and he had his galoshes, and he, you know, and he had this pole, and he kept going, oh, you almost got it. Yeah, keep going. You know, God's not doing that to us. He's not just, oh, you almost had that promise. Oh, that was close. And we're all jumping up in the air. That's, God's not doing that. God doesn't trick you with gifts that are not good for you. Verse 9 says, or which of you, if his son has asked him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? Yeah, if you look at that, that's a kind of a 10th degree duh. We all love our kids. So we're like, hey, my son comes up, hey, dad, I'm hungry. Oh, here's granite. Chew on that for a little bit. I know what my wife would say. We just spent money on braces, honey. And we just got those teeth fixed, honey. And you're giving a stone. What are you thinking? Or if my daughter Amanda comes up, hey, dad, you know, it'd be great to have some fish. And I say, oh, here's a snake and a knife. You got to have both. I mean, yeah, I don't think the mom's going to go very well with that either. Well, neither will God do that to us. He's not tricking us with gifts. He's not trying to bait and switch us. But how much more will God give good things to those who ask? If you then, in verse 11 says, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give gifts to those who ask? See, in comparison to God and his goodness, we're evil. Not saying that all our actions are evil, but in comparison and in contrast, God, us. Jesus said, if you who are evil, he was talking to the Israelites at this point. If you who are evil know how to give good gifts, how much more will this God give us good gifts? See, if you don't know that God is a good God, then you won't come to him like a child. You won't have that faith as a child. You won't have that confidence as a child. You won't come to him and say, God, I know that you're good. See, God is on your side. When you're walking through stuff, he's not going, oh, that looks very bad. Didn't see that one coming. And that's, you're all on your own on that. No. He's like, oh, I sent my son on my word for that. You got it covered. I've given you good gifts. I'm a good God. I'm a good father. And I give good gifts. And because he gives good gifts, we can have confidence that we can go to God and go, you're a good God. You're a good father, and I know that what I ask, when it's in line with your word, you're going to give. I've never had my son come up to me and go, hey, dad, I need a rock to eat. But he has come up and asked for a lot of food. But those are things that he needs. And as a good dad, I supply that. So point one, God is a good God who gives good gifts. My second point, a good child of God diligently requests. See, if we go to verse 7, it says, ask, and it'll be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, the door will be opened to you. In the Greek, it's literally saying, ask and keep asking. Seek and keep seeking. Knock and keep knocking. My daughter Amanda was diligent in pursuing that daddy-daughter date. She was like, I know you said a promise, and dad, you haven't lied to me so far that I know, so I'm going to go after this, dad. You said it, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to go after you and remind you of the promise that you made to me, because I'm going to diligently come to you. I have that right. I'm your child. I have that right to come to you and remind you of something that you said. And I'm excited about asking you for it. Every time she didn't come, oh, dad, you know we have a dad-daughter date. She didn't do that. She was coming to me and going, hey, dad, just to let you know again, she was diligently pursuing me. And I wanted to define diligence in three words. Consistent, attentive, effort. See, when you are asking and keep asking, it's showing diligent, but it's consistent. When you seek and keep seeking, it's consistent and it's attentive and it takes effort. And when you're knocking and you keep knocking, it's consistent, attentive effort. It's diligent. Jesus is asking. And why? Why would Jesus do this? Well, in verse 8 it says, for everyone who asks, receives. And everyone who seeks is going to find. And everyone who knocks, the door is going to be opened for them. Jesus is giving you a promise. Why? Because we just learned in point one, that God is a good God who gives good gifts. And Jesus is saying, be diligent in seeking God. Be diligent in asking God. Be diligent in knocking on that door. Just a side note, I find it interesting that God gave them what they need, but not necessarily what they want. And just like a good parent will do for their kids, God gives good gifts. And if you don't get what you're literally, you know, asking for, maybe it isn't as good as you think it is. Because he knows what's great for you. Not just good. He knows what's great for you. He knows what's going to build you, what's going to edify you. He knows what's going to strengthen you. He knows what's going to feed you. He knows what's going to prompt you. He knows what's going to get you excited. And all of a sudden you ask for something, I didn't get it. God's going, maybe it wasn't as good as you thought it was going to be. Because I only give good gifts because I'm a good father. So be diligent in pressing into me. See, Jesus is literally beckoning us, calling us, inviting us to have a relationship with God. That's why he's saying, ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking, knock and keep knocking. How do you get to know somebody if you don't spend time with them? And that's what God is imploring us in this scriptures. Seek me, be diligent in finding out what I like. Be diligent in finding out what I say. Be diligent in finding out what's exciting for me, what's exciting for you, because I'm a good dad. God wants this deep, unmitigating relationship with you. And you know, Barry was preaching it, I think it was a while ago, about Matthew chapter 6, and it was the Lord's Prayer. And one of the things that I found very cool about it is Barry was responsible, and his saying was, it is quintessential for a believer to have prayer in their life. It is quintessential. You cannot be a believer. You cannot grow if you don't have this prayer in your life. And Jesus right here is saying, be diligent in it. Go after it. Because you can have confidence in two things. One, Jesus said it, and God's a good father who gives good gifts. And we're all in a position, all of us, that we can do better at this. Me, I can do better. As I was preparing for the message, I was like, more. God, I need more of you. I need to be more diligent. I need to be more attentive. I need to be more consistent. I need to apply more effort into my prayer life with you. See, God, he knows it's not a one-way street. You know, he's not up there like a whack-a-mole going, oh, you messed up, whack. You know, oh, you did that, whack. No, he's not doing that. He's going, oh, yeah, okay, well, let's work on that. My son doesn't come to me and I don't pound him for something that he did wrong, you know, verbally beat him down or something. No, it's like, okay, well, what can we do to fix this? What can we do to strengthen you so you don't have this problem? What can we do? As he is seeking time with me, as he's asking me, as he's being diligently knocking, how much more should we be with our Father? See, we don't understand the gift that we needed when God sent Jesus. You see, we can look at these scriptures and go, look what God did. He sought us. Look what God did. He was knocking on the door of our hearts. Look what God was doing. He was asking us to come and be with him. See, this gift that we had, we needed him. I didn't know I needed Jesus. I didn't know I needed Jesus until he started knocking on the door of my heart. Until he started seeking me. Until he started asking me with his word, come to me. Be with me. This Jesus that we serve is not a passive Jesus. He's aggressive. He loves you. He wants you. He desires this intimate relationship with you. And that's what God desires with you as well. He doesn't desire you to be on the fringes. He wants you to be in his lap. I remember Amanda, she would call on my lap, hey, Dad, what's up? How much more should we be with God? We need to seek him with the same diligence that Jesus is talking about here. We need to be seeking him with the same purpose, the same drive, the same hunger that he seeks us. We need to be diligent with consistent, attentive effort. We need to put it on the forefront of our minds that God, today I'm seeking you. Today, God, I'm asking you. Today, God, I'm knocking on it. I know that as we as a church here at Connection Point, if we would just take Jesus at his words and we would just press in, our relationship with him would increase significantly. We would find this God of eternity, this God that gave everything, the greatest gift that he could possibly give for us. We know that he would spend time with us, that he would enjoy the time with us. God is a good God, a good Father who gives good gifts. That's point number one. Point number two, a good child of God is diligent in requesting. Not just once. You know, Amanda could have said, hey, Dad, we're coming. You know, we have Dad already. You know, just once. But she pursued me. She pursued the request. She pursued reminding me. And God's pursuing us. He's reminding us of how good he is, how good of a father he is, how amazing he is, and that he sent Jesus, the greatest gift that we'll ever receive. Without him, without that gift, without the pursuit, without God seeking us and asking us and knocking on the door of our heart, we'd be a lost cause. But God, in his infinite wisdom and strength and glory and mercy and grace, sent the greatest gift, gave us the greatest gift, chased us, sought us. He was diligent. He pursued us. I know my life, he pursued me in many areas. I ran away, but he was really, really good. And he caught me. Actually, I just got smart and turned to him and said, you know what? I can't outrun you. And I'm okay with that because my life is infinitely better with him than without him. Please take this and realize that God is pursuing you, so we should pursue him. God rewards those who diligently seek him because he's a good father who gives good gifts. And we need to be a good child and make diligent requests of God. Father, I thank you that as I've given your word, that you've emptied this vessel of everything that was on its heart. Father, I give you the glory and praise. I ask that your son be glorified in all of this, that this word would touch their hearts, that this word would strengthen their hearts, this word would encourage their hearts, that, Father, this time would be spent as they reflect on it and as they grab it, they will be challenged and they will grow. Father, I praise your name for this. In Jesus' name, amen.